Keep in mind, what you hear today are theories.
And nothing more.
Hello, this is Stephanie.
And Gen Z.
On WTF is Up with Gen Z, the podcast where we usually explore teen life in the digital era. But today, we are talking theories. Conspiracy theories. So we all know about the latest Shane Dawson series with Jeffree Star, the hyper-dramatized docu-series about quote-unquote real events. But can we really believe the series, Genesee? Can we?
I don't know, Stephanie. Tell me.
Let's start with some general observations. Cameras. They are not always recording. But every time Andrew starts recording before Jeffree or Shane know it, Jeffree asks, "Are you recording this?" Jesse, are we recording?
Yes.
And then there's a cut, and Andrew is suddenly framing Jeffree and Shane more photogenically, so to speak. What is happening in between "are you recording?" and this perfect dialogue of supposedly new ideas and information? Like, if you know anything about brainstorming, doesn't just happen. It's not just perfect right away. What's going on? Is it real? Shane, I don't believe you. All the way. Although the two's business endeavors may not be false together because they're obviously launching products, the motives behind launching these products are very unclear. Through editing, Shane is able to convey the hopes Shane has in creating a product while clearly making money. We sympathize with his desire to earn more because he is somehow deprived of money in comparison to other YouTubers. Should we be actually feeling sympathy for Shane? A man in a pretty large house in LA with his own golf cart and pool, pets. Should we support Jeffree, a man who comes off as very kind and generous with Shane, but cancels people when they make one wrong move? I don't know, but I'm just saying that this series is very glorified, and the intentions are more like a prolonged infomercial to buy these products. I suppose the theory here is that the series is just characterizing both Shane and Jeffree in positive ways to support both their bank accounts, and they're kind of clear that this is almost their intention.
I need to start using it to my advantage.
Though the characterizations of both these people may be accurate, they could be, though I doubt some of the characterizations of, sorry, Jeffree, are, or Shane, the series definitely toggles emotions in a slightly manipulative way. So Shane, I will continue to watch your entire series, but just know, you've kind of lost my trust.
Alright, this next conspiracy actually has its own Netflix true crime documentary, so you can watch it yourself if you really want. But it investigates Frank Olson's possible murder and the conspiracy to cover up the death of a man who may have been ready to reveal government secrets. Sounds scary. Alright, so Frank Olson was a CIA operative, bacteriologist, and biological warfare scientist, who may have taken part in the government's secret LSD, or as you teens may know it, acid, experiments. Now, I bet you've never heard of that, and there's probably a reason. Frank also believed the US used biological weapons in the Korean War, which you definitely haven't heard of. So as Olson began to act strange, as if he was going to spill the secrets, so as the conspiracy goes, he committed suicide. Did he? This is what the Netflix documentary is starting to discover. Alright, so his suicide was with a gun. Normally when you kill yourself with a gun, How many times do you shoot yourself? Take a guess, Stephanie.
I would say one, because you die, right?
Yeah, you'd think. But he was shot twice. In the back of the head.
What? How's that even possible?
Seems a little fishy, yeah.
I don't really think you can do that.
No. And I think that's because he didn't. He was killed by the government, possibly, to shut him up so he wouldn't reveal their secrets. And now his son, Eric Olsen, is trying to get to the bottom of it. And if you're interested in learning more, please watch the series. It's called Wormwood, and it's very interesting.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Alexa, can you play my mid-roll ad?
Yes.
Alexa, are you always listening?
I only listen after you say the wake word.
Alexa, you're always listening to me, aren't you?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
We all know Alexa, and Google, and Apple Home. These devices make our lives easier, or so we think. We can add groceries to our shopping list, turn on lights, control the heat in our houses, or communicate between rooms in our homes, because walking to those rooms is simply too difficult for some of us now in the modern age. Can't say that I haven't done that before. Our lives are much easier now, but what we say behind closed doors may not be as closed off as we think. Alexa and other similar devices are said to be only listening when they hear their trigger word. But how can one listen after they already heard? So, Genesee, are you only listening when someone starts to say your name, or is there always some part of you that hears other people?
I can't really turn my ears off, so no.
Yeah, I didn't think anything could either, but Amazon claims they can. Alexa must always be listening to even be able to comprehend the word Alexa. Makes sense. Though Amazon dismisses these claims of always listening, do you ever have those moments when Alexa turns on when you haven't even called her name? I have an Alexa myself, and I can say that has happened to me. It's moments like these that do blur the line of privacy. For instance, one woman, Danielle, had Alexa record a private conversation she had with her husband and send it to a random person in their address book. She was later called by her coworker, who it was actually sent to, and said, "You're being watched, unplug everything right now." Very scary. Alexa thought her name was heard, and also thought that they said send message, but that never happened. So are these glitches acceptable to invade our privacy and send them to seemingly random people that shouldn't hear those conversations? These seemingly mishaps can really be dangerous. In some court orders relating to murder, the court ordered Amazon to send over Alexa files to see if anything was captured or heard during the murder. In New Hampshire, this was done, but no public records have disclosed whether or not Amazon has done this. Why are there no information as to whether or not Amazon has done this? Because according to Amazon, they said that they wouldn't comply with this. But we can't be sure. Do these devices violate our right to privacy, Amendment 4 of America's Constitution? I'm not sure, but sometimes it seems like it.
Unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable.
I've had a personal experience with this as well. My parents were watching a show that mentioned illicit drugs such as cocaine in their show. Later that evening, they asked to add Cool Whip to their shopping list. Alexa thought they said cocaine, and rather added cocaine to their shopping list. I don't think it's just me, but Cool Whip and cocaine do not really sound alike. Jesse, do they sound alike?
No.
So where did Alexa even come up with cocaine if she wasn't listening to that previous conversation?
No, Stephanie, there's a truck coming. Oh, she can't hear us. Oh no, God. She has AirPods in. Remember that meme that became popular conveniently around Christmas? I wonder why.
Did you say something?
Yes.
Yes.
So, some background for the meme. It was all about flexing your AirPods. People would post photos in their AirPods with the caption being, "Too rich for you to hear me," or something along those lines. And if you didn't have AirPods, you couldn't really contribute, unless you were, pretending, of course. And with pretending, there was a trend where people would cut off the wires from their regular earbuds as a joke. A few of our friends have done this, and I recount when he did it, and he showed up, and he took off his hat. Everybody was like, "Whoa, insert name here as AirPods." Were you there, Sam? Yes, it was Sam. So the whole idea was that you're rich if you have AirPods, and you're broke if you don't. And who wants to come off as broke? And this meme began, like I said, right around Christmas. So shortly after it began, AirPods were sold out.
What?
Sold out.
All gone?
Completely gone. Out of stock.
What the fuck?
It's up with AirPods. So a lot of popular theories are that Apple actually started this meme in order to sell out their AirPods. Pretty believable, considering that nobody can trace how it actually began. Now, lots of celebrities also retweeted these memes, posted them themselves, posted photos in AirPods, which then were used as a meme. Huh. Seems like a lot of traction to AirPods right before Christmas.
What a strange time.
And right after Christmas, the meme was pretty much over, except for those people that continue to hold on to their memes and continue to make jokes about them.
Losers.
Yeah, so why do you think the meme was started? Was it merely a joke? Or was it a deeper ploy to get money from a giant company?
Jesse, I love hearing you talk. Can you just talk one last time? One more conspiracy for us?
One last conspiracy. The conspiracy to end all conspiracy. Have you ever taken one of those DNA kits to figure out how much Neanderthal you have in your body?
Yes, I have.
Not me. But my dog has taken one. And he should be scared.
My dog is too. Why shouldn't we be scared?
There are many things that remain unknown with companies such as Ancestry DNA and 23andMe. Have you ever wondered what they're really doing with your DNA? They obviously don't just use it once and throw it out. And that's proven. We're going to start with a problem that's obvious to me. And that's that your DNA is easily available to the government. So say one day you robbed a bank because the stock market crashed again. You got away successfully, but left behind a single strand of hair, or something along those lines. But it's fine because they have no way to link it to you. But then, since you did 23andMe 4 years ago, the government already has your DNA sample on file. They can easily pull it up and use it to link the strand of hair to you. And eventually, the robbery to you. Boom. Jail. This isn't quite hypothetical, though. In April 2018, the police arrested a man known as the Golden State Killer, who murdered 13 people back in the 80s. They found the suspect by uploading DNA found on the crime scene to an online DNA database, and linked it to his third and fourth cousins. He probably never even met them. By doing a DNA test, you can affect relatives you don't even know. And relatives you don't know could affect you by taking the test. And when you visit the Ancestry DNA website to see their privacy terms, it's incredibly vague. Also extremely drawn on, so you're not going to read it because your brain is just not going to want to process that.
Yeah, who reads the terms and conditions after this?
No, nobody does. I can't remember the last time I did. So, before you give your DNA out to seemingly everybody, because think about this. Hackers, anybody who wants your DNA that much could just go get it. And also, advertising companies, any company that wants to advertise, for that matter, if they make a deal with 23andMe, they can use your DNA to target specific ads towards you or anything along those lines, which, of course, doesn't seem sinister, but think about it. That is something that should be so extremely private to you because it's unique to each of us. But now it's just out there for anybody to see. So the next time before you do your DNA swab...
That was me spitting into my test tube.
Just think about the effects of it. And how your privacy could be soiled.
That was all the conspiracies we have for today. Stay tuned for next week where we have another special Halloween episode.
Ooh.
Ooh. Scary. Spooky, spooky. And listen to real, true horror stories about teens. Just like you and me. Stay tuned for next week.
Thank you. And before we go, make sure to check out our Instagram, WTFGenZ, and email us at WTFGenZpodcast@gmail.com with any questions, concerns,
horror stories,
or if you think that you're fit to be interviewed, make sure to DM us or email us as well. This was Genesee.
And Stephanie.
And we just discussed conspiracy theories in the digital era. Goodbye.